A little over 4.5 weeks ago, RTÉ1 unveiled a new TV show, The Hit, a musical reality show with a difference. The format's very simple. Earlier this year, 1,000 upcoming singer-songwriters submitted their songs to RTÉ. Producer Steve Lillywhite narrowed the selection process down to 250 and then down to 30. Over the last 5 weeks, in each show, six of those upcoming songwriters have been put into what's called a pitching room, where they get a chance to play their song to an established musical star, an Irish musical star from maybe pop, rock or folk background. The established star will then pick two of those six songs, lock them in, and after a period of time on a live show, they then reveal which song they've picked. The following week, both songs go up against each other, and whichever one finishes highest in the top 40 goes through to the grand final, which is this Friday the 30th of August. In week one, Dublin girl Alice Linsky, her song was picked by The Stunning and released, and it went up against New Tattoo, written by Tommy Moore and performed by Julie Feeney. Alice finished 6th in the top 40 and Tommy finished 9. And I'm here with Alice now to have a chat with her about the upcoming final. Alice, how did you get involved first with The Hit?
Well, I applied online at the beginning of May and I entered the song that I thought would have the best chance in the competition, so that was Run and Hide. We get a call back, which is a phone interview, and it's just really so that they can get to know us and get to know what type of person we are. And then you get another call back to say that you're lucky enough for your song to be sent to the big producer in LA, Steve Lillywhite. And then if you get another call back, which I was lucky enough to get, it means that you are through to the live shows, and which is the room chase.
So when you were in the room there, the pitching room, how nervous were you? You must have been very, very nervous.
I was really nervous. You know, you send in your song in a hope that you will get to this point. And this is the make or break point, whether your song is going to get chosen or not. And so definitely the nerves were on edge.
Were you aware while you were in the pitching room who the two stars would be coming into you? No, it could have been anyone at all.
It could have been anyone. We had absolutely no idea. So it was a huge surprise when I saw that it was Steve Wall.
And did you recognise Steve Wall straight away?
Oh, I definitely did. You know, especially from Moon Boy. You know, I love that. And he done a wonderful part in that. But no, you know, The Stunning is a huge band and I love their music. And they're so iconic. So it's kind of hard not to hear from them.
And when you heard your song, were you happy with their version of the song?
I love their version of my song. You know, I write my song with so much of myself in it. And their version is fantastic, but it's nice to know that there's still a bit of me in there. Because, yeah. You know, it does kind of sound like my original version. So I'm really happy with it.
Of course, the only difference that I think anyone could notice was they changed one lyric. Instead of Boy Running High,
yes,
it's now Girl Running High. Of course, it would be like that. Alice, I think we were all, well, I was certainly watching the live show that night, and I saw you sitting there on the couch, and I saw across the way there was Nigel Place,
yeah,
who was your competitor that week. And when The Stunning came out and they started playing the first few notes, how long did it take for you before you realised it was actually your song they picked? Because they did rearrange it quite a fair bit, and it wouldn't be a giveaway straight away, of course.
No, especially, you know, when something means so much to you, you don't want to believe that it's going to be yours. So I did wait until the lyrics came up. But no, immediately when I heard the first lyrics, I knew it was mine, and I was just over the moon. Couldn't believe it.
Of course. And then that week, of course, Julie Feeney picked New Tattoo by Tommy Moore.
Yes.
And you were up against Tommy that week. And how did you go around promoting the song? You must have been exhausted promoting the song, because the whole thing relied on a text vote or buying it through iTunes.
Yes. I done as many interviews as I could with different radio stations and different newspapers, and putting posters around the place and just trying to make people aware of the show, aware of my song, and trying to get as much support as possible.
Now, since that week, there's been four sessions, and we're still waiting for the last result to come true. But the first, this week after you, it was Rhino Shocktish from The X Factor against Brian Kennedy, and then it was Eurovision legend Johnny Logan against the Offbeat Duke Special. Last week was funk group Republic of Loose against Samantha Mumba. Have you been watching the show since then? And if you have any songs really struck you?
I have been watching the show, mainly because I just love music and I'm really interested to see what different songs will come up. But there is a part of me that is watching it to see what the competition will be in the final. I have to be honest, I do love New Tattoo, written by Tommy Moore.
Which is the song you were up against
that
week, of course.
It was against me. But no, I love Tommy's version, and it was really interesting to see how Julie rearranged it so that she'd feel comfortable singing it, but making it just as beautiful as the original was.
Great. And is there any of the songs since then, like, you know, you've been keeping in touch with Tommy, but any songs that have gotten through to the final that you've enjoyed? Because it's quite a diverse range of songs through to the final so far. You've got a rocky song with Eurovision. You have a very poppy one with Ryan O'Shaughnessy. You have a kind of a rap kind of grindy grunge song with Johnny Logan, which is unusual for Johnny Logan. And you have a very slow ballad kind of Rihanna song, Alicia Keys, with Samantha Mumba.
Yeah.
So it's quite diverse. This week's one is Finbar Fury, who of course has a traditional range, and he's up against Mundy, who would be quite a poppy kind of offbeat kind of character.
Yeah.
Come the final, I think it's going to be very interesting to see all those different genres go up against each other. And I believe it's a little bit of a twist. It won't be just the band playing with the on the final that night. There's also the concert orchestra.
Yeah, the RTE Concert Orchestra will be performing with the band, so that'll be great. It will also give it a bit more life and a bit more excitement to it, really.
A little bit about yourself, Alice. You're originally from Dublin, but you're now living down in Wexford.
Yeah.
And you only moved to Wexford recently. How have your family taken this? They must be thrilled for you, because you are quite young to have reached such a place at the age of 21, I believe.
21, yeah. You know, to be so young and to get to a point where so many songwriters will work for years to get to this far, you know, it's amazing. And my family have been so supportive. You know, I come from a really musical family. You know, my granddad and my cousin April, they both play guitar. My mum plays keyboard, and everyone in my family can sing. So music is a huge part of my family, so everyone's on board.
And I just wonder, musical influences, obviously your family play a big role in that, but what musical influences did you listen to when you were growing up? Groups?
Growing up, you know, my family listened to everything. So I grew up listening from everything from Gilbert O'Sullivan, Joni Mitchell, to Metallica and Nightwish, you know, absolutely everything. So
that's a very diverse range
it
of
is,
talent
and
there.
I do believe that it's helped me in my songwriting.
Now, Alice, just a curious personal question. When you were in the pitching room, of course, YouTube, they hit have all the songs up on YouTube.
Yeah.
And you seem to come across very, very well. Were you conscious the cameras were on you when you were singing the song? Because I take it that you sang the song first and then they recorded it so that it could be uploaded to YouTube. And then,
yeah,
of course, when Steve Wallen came in to have a look at it, you had to play. So how many times did you have to play it in the pitching room?
Well, earlier on in the day, you play it so that it can be uploaded to YouTube,
yeah,
so that there's no nerves and, you know, Steve or Julie isn't sitting there watching you, you know. But and then later on in the day is the big moment where the two song singers will come in and listen to you. So you sing it twice during the day.
Twice during the day. And since then, have you been in regular touch with the Stunning? Since
I
the
song
was selected
I
for
have.
The final.
You know, they're such down-to-earth guys, and
yeah,
they're happy to have a chat and to tell you how everything's going and how their gigs are going. So no, we've been in touch and they're telling me how everything's going, so it's really nice.
That's great. And what have you been doing since you realised you got into the final? You've had more time than the rest of the applicants and the finalists to actually relax. So what have you been doing since then?
Mostly I've been writing more songs.
Great.
Learning more guitar, trying to get better at a few things, but definitely keeping up the interviews and trying to get more support together.
Now, Alice, the final is this Friday the 30th, and if you were to win the final, what would it mean to you?
It would mean absolutely everything for me to win the final. You know, to get that 20,000 songwriting bursary, it would mean that I could get guitar lessons, I could get singing lessons, which would help me progress in my songwriting. And you know, what a better platform to have than be the winner of the hit. So I think it would spur me to keep going with the songwriting, but also to get some popularity maybe in the music industry.
And one of the advantages I think you have going to the final is that the Stunning had disbanded for quite some time and they got back together recently. And your song is the first single they've released in
20 years.
Yeah. That's an amazing achievement, Alison. Like, well done. And how does that feel to know that, if you like, the Stunning were a very, very big band in Ireland in the 90s and they headlined a lot of gigs such as Fela, which our older listeners might remember. How does it feel that such a big band like that have taken your song and released it as a single and they've been promoting it and it's now going to go to a final and it may very well be a winner of €20,000 bursary?
It feels absolutely amazing. You know, at the beginning of this competition, I could never imagine that it would even get this far and that I'd be lucky enough for such an amazing band as The Stunning to record my song. And, you know, everyone's been so nice about it and everyone's really loved the song as well. So I know myself and the lads were all really happy.
And if you were, hopefully, if you were to win the final, what happens after that, Alice?
Hopefully, you know, my name will be out there then and more people will be interested in my songwriting and maybe more people want to take on some of my songs. But I'd love to do some gigging and maybe to get some supporters out there and to perform some of my own songs.
And will you continue your own playing your own songs yourself, or will you concentrate more on the songwriting side of things to submit songs to established artists?
I'll definitely continue to sing some of my songs myself, but you know, songwriting is what I'm really interested in at the moment, so the songwriting will probably be the forefront for the while.
Well, that's fantastic, Alice. Alice, I'd like to take this opportunity to thank you for your time.
Well, thank you very much.
We wish you all the best this coming Friday, the 30th of August. Alice's song is linked into our website, and on the night, the 30th, the show starts at 9:35. We would urge all of our visitors to text Alice's song. The way the situation will be on the final is that on the night, people will be given a text number, and you text on to vote for the artist of your choice. Alice, we hope that everyone votes for you that's reading or listening to this interview. And we would ask everyone to vote for you. And I'd like to thank you once again. And it is a great, great song. I have to say, everyone I know has been singing it since we first heard it. So thank you so much, Alice, for your time. And the best luck Friday. And we hope to see you very soon.
Thank you very much.